We're at Audio Feed, and I'm speaking with Dale of As We Are. Good to have you here.
Glad to be here.
So tell me about coming out to the show. You're not here just for a single set. You're here for the whole weekend.
Absolutely. My wife and I run an outreach in Mount Vernon, Illinois, called The Subculture, and we help displaced individuals, the people in the shadows. We say we're a basket for the people that slip through the cracks of the church or the church don't want to work with. We're that organization that are willing to come out and help these people. We provide a community shower so they can come in and clean up. We provide meals for them. We have two huge resale shops. We give away a lot of clothing. And they have a safe space they can come and at least clean up and eat and get a meal, get some clothing, and then, whatever happens from there. So, yeah.
But dealing with homeless people in some communities, that's a really divisive topic.
Oh, it's that way where we're at, too. Our city likes to act like it doesn't exist. The help there is very minimal. We have two homeless shelters, but since they're government-funded, they're really limited on what they can do as far as accepting people. So there are a lot of people that fall outside that sphere of help. Mm-hmm. And so we aren't government-subsidized. We're self-funded, and we can do basically whatever we want to. So we have the ability to help these people when other people can't. So,
well, tell me about As We Are. Is there a relationship between what you're doing
Absolutely.
In your work with the street people
yeah.
and the music?
So As We Are, before COVID, we were playing about 200 shows a year. So we were really busy. We did not play the Christian market a lot. We were a club band. Mm-hmm. And part of our thing was when you come to an As We Are show, you brought canned goods or sleeping bags or pillows and mm-hmm. hygiene products. And when we went into the cities and saw homeless people, we would deliver those to the homeless people that we were seeing when we were on the road. So we did that. And when COVID hit and shut us down, the door opened for us to take that indoors into a building. So we do that. Actually, the subculture developed out of As We Are. And now, As We Are is just like a direct limb of that outreach.
So prior to COVID to now, what's changed?
So prior to COVID and now, you're given responsibility of handling people's lives for one. So, and I think As We Are is a lot more intentional in what we do now. We're used to, we just kind of lived on the road and that's what we did. Now we're a lot more intentional, I think, in what we do. Mm-hmm. And lyrically, especially, our lyrics have evolved with our latest album. They're very in line with what we're doing in the outreach, and the album was written before the outreach even opened. So we deal with, you know, topics like marginalization and addiction and suicide and government issues and corrupt government stuff that are direct issues that everybody has to deal with on a daily basis. But a lot of people are kind of like, keep it at a distance. So, yeah.
It sounds like you talked yourself into doing this ministry work.
I just do whatever God opens the door for. I always have said, whatever door opens, I'll go through it, and that can be tough sometimes, mm-hmm. because you don't know exactly how you're going to get through that door. It looks sometimes like a really big mountain. You don't have the finances, you don't have the resources, mm-hmm. you don't have even the knowledge or ability to do it. We opened this up and we really had no clue what we were doing. And it's been a screw up and learn from that and try this type thing, to get where we're at. So
tell me about the music itself. What's it like?
So we had started out as a punk band. We had a couple EPs, and then in about 2019 we started writing in a new direction because I felt like we needed to be more instrumental with our voice. So we took on some edgier topics, and I felt like we needed to present those a different way than we were presenting what we were doing before. And through that album, the one that we just released, we wrote it 4 years ago, but we just did release it because of COVID and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Through that, I believe that it actually brought us to what As We Are is about. Like I said, made our music more intentional, made our message more intentional, made our voices much louder now than it was. So it just changed the whole spectrum of the band.
So louder, meaning you've gone hardcore.
We're kind of like hardcore punk. There's so much mixed in there. If you listen to the record, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I see what he was saying. Oh, yeah, okay, there's that. Oh, yeah, there's that. So, yeah, I mean, it's just a, it's really just a conglomeration. I mean, all of us listen kind of to similar genres, but different, and we all hear music differently. And so we bring that together into to this thing. It's kind of like making a candle, and you bring liquid wax and just let it solidify, and whatever shape you get, it's kind of what you get, you know. So yeah, that's we don't try to put what we do in a box. We try to be very open-minded. I always say, you know, it's weird how we as people try to make God fit into our containers instead of us fit into his container, because his container is endless. Our container is very boundary setting and very limited. So
good point.
Yeah.
This is going to be the future then for As We Are. You're going to carry on with a little edgier music.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think we found our element, and people seem to be responding, and that's what we want is response. So we can play, you know, I said we were playing like 200 shows a year. We found through these festivals lately, we can play to more people at one festival than maybe we were playing through 200 dates, you know, because whenever you're touring independently, you might have 10, 20 people show up at a festival. You can play to a couple hundred, you know, it's countless.
It's more impactful.
Exactly, yeah.
Dale, thanks for your time, man.
You're so
I
welcome,
really appreciate
brother.
It.
Yeah, thank you so much.